Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, I am joined in studio by the actress Geraldine Plunkett. Welcome. For many, we grew up with her as Mary from Glenroe, married to that dreadful Dick Moran. For some, she's Rose from Fair City. And for the theatre regulars, she's a doyenne of the Abbey, the Gaiety and well beyond. She's also an ambassador for Age Friendly Ireland. It's a very good choice because she's a woman who is still working and working very hard, Geraldine.
Yes, well, not every minute and hour of every day, but I've been the last few, I've done quite a bit with little gaps for the last few years and that, which is lovely. Actually.
And right now you're in Madeira or...
Madeira or the Secrets of Sisters, it's called. Oh, it's okay. The lunch hour in the lunch hour play in Bewley's Cafe Theatre.
And that's 6 days a week?
6 days a week, yes. And on tomorrow night, Friday, we have what's called a soiree evening. Oh. They usually do one soiree evening in the run of whatever play is on. Now, that sounds like as if it should be sort of candlelight and evening dress, but it's not. It's just an evening show at 7 o'clock.
So it's seven performances then, is that how it works?
Yes, this week it'll be seven, but every other week it's six.
It's lunch a great hour. Idea. We love the Bewley's Cafe Theatre and the show because we had Roddy Collins in, unlikely, as a visiting critic going there. But it's just the fact that the play is short and you can get it done
exactly,
in your lunch hour.
Exactly, yes, yeah.
What is the Secret of Sisters or Madeira? What's
it about? Well, it's by Michael J. Harnett and it's directed by Vinnie McCabe. There's three of us in it, Brenda Brooks, Deirdre Monaghan, myself. And there are two sets of sisters. It actually takes place in Bewley's, like they're in Bewley's, the scenes,
well, okay.
With the exception of the third. It's a short play, but broken up into three little scenes. And in each scene, something is revealed, which kind of has a payoff in the third scene. I mean, without going into the plot,
you don't want to reveal anything.
Well, I don't want to reveal that. What the reveal is.
The secrets of the sisters are the secrets you're going to
find out.
They're quite shocking.
Well,
places,
quite life-changing, really.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's conversations between... Women.
In the first, there's two sort of, it's wrong to say upper class, but sort of Protestant, well-heeled sisters in their 70s in the first scene. Then the second scene has two, I hate working, they were at working class because everybody's working, but anyway...
But we get what you mean.
You know what I mean. Yeah. And they have secrets that are revealed from their past. And then in the third scene, there is one of the working class sisters and one of the Protestant's
Very
older
good.
Sisters in the third scene.
And do you play different characters in this?
I don't, but Deirdre Monaghan plays, she's fantastic. I mean, she plays one of the older sisters and one of the working class sisters. And, and immediately, and people have come out and say, oh, is that the same actress?
Yeah, I love when that happens.
You know, she's brilliant in it. We're all brilliant.
Are you playing one of the posh ones? Then?
Oh, I'm playing one of the posh ones, yes, yes.
Are you always cast as a...
As posh? No. I've done loads of rural parts, loads of... Mm. Dublin parts, loads of all sorts of parts. And last, in November last, I was in the Valley of the Squinting Windows, both last year and the year before, and I played the most horrible person, rural person, that you could ever come across. Absolutely awful. And it was great fun.
You enjoyed everything.
Yeah, love it.
It's almost like, we can't see her do that. But somehow you do that. It's acting.
Yeah.
Mary McDermott Moran, of Glenroe then. Mm-mm. She was a posh character, wasn't she?
She wasn't posh. She wasn't posh. She was just, well, when Mesley Burroughs wrote Glenroe, he called it urban, that kind of crossover between urban and rural.
Good description.
Because, you know the way Wicklow is practically a suburb of Dublin now, sort of.
Yeah.
So she was kind of, well educated, but she was a farmer's daughter, straightforward, uncomplicated person. But she wasn't posh.
No.
In that sense.
When you got that role, did you think it was going to last all those years?
Well, the first contract was for 2 years. And then by the time the second year started, it was hugely popular. And then so they ran it on and on.
Kept going and going. But still, it was a big shock when it ended.
It was a shock when it ended, yes. Well, things had sort of, I suppose, slightly changed. And things like soaps were getting more... more sort of plot-driven, whereas when Glenroe started, it was kind of, if I could put it, say, gentler and character-driven. And
loads of conversations.
In, yes, where, yes, yes.
Somebody wasn't. Mm-mm. Wasn't always some dramatic action.
Yes, yes.
There has to be a place in the world for that too. I mean, there's so much.
Absolutely.
When that ended then, did you kind of think, oh God, my career is over, that's the end?
I didn't think that, though that bit of the career was over, you know, the steadiness of it, if you like, because I had been doing plays as well on the stage all through while that was on, you know, in gaps, as we all had. Mm. So I didn't think it was over. But of course, like any actor, you think, oh, where's the next job coming from?
Yeah.
I mean, just the normal actor's worry.
And this is also why actors never retire.
Oh, no, they don't retire, no. They may be unemployed for years, but never retire.
But you can go forever, can't you?
Well, you can, so long as you can remember the lines. Yes, yes.
Because that's very important. Yes. Although some of them don't. They get the fed into earpieces and so
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
But we knew you as Mary McDermott Moore, and she's the Rurban person, which is mm-hmm. my new word of today. Geraldine Plunkett then, what was your life like during all of that?
Well, I had 7 children, and my husband, the late Father Lamb, was an actor in the Abbey Theatre. And basically, when I wasn't sort of working, I was running around in circles, you know, coping.
You're mammying.
Yes, I absolutely
7
was.
Children.
Absolutely was.
That's
yes,
busy
yes,
house.
Yes, yes.
Very theatrical family. You're like something out of Nicholas Nickleby. 7 kids and 2 actors.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you encourage the kids into the arts?
No, we didn't. We encouraged them, but we didn't push them in any direction. The two eldest are artists, the two youngest are actors, and
that's
the middle 2 are different. One's an architect and the other's a builder. So, but their grandfather, Charles Lamb, was a painter, my husband's father.
Of great renown.
Yeah, and so the two eldest, so it was kind of, the arts were sort of in the family, if you like, and around and all of that kind of thing. So they were kind of surrounded by it without anything being jammed down their throat, if I could put it that way.
The Lambs were a kind of big artistic family out of Connemara. And
yes,
Charles
yes,
Lamb's
Charles
paintings,
was... Yes,
they still sell for 10, 20, 30.
Well, 000. I don't know.
How many of them do you have?
Well, I've got a few. Yes, yes, okay. Yes, which I love.
Where did you grow up then?
I grew up in Dublin. I'm from Harles Cross.
Oh, very good.
And I went to boarding school in the Ursuline in Thurles because my father died suddenly when I was 9, and eventually we all went to boarding school and that was it. But so I've only lived, most unusually, in 2 houses my whole life. Harles Cross, and then I got married and I live in Glenageary, and that's where I've lived since. So
all this
boringly
time.
2 houses.
And it was you have tragedy in your life, didn't you? Because you said you lost your dad
yes.
at 9, and then you lost one of your children.
Yes. Jenny, who was the middle child, she was my 4th. She had Down syndrome and she died in 1984 when she was 12. Ah. Suddenly, she just developed a bad heart. Her heart sort of gave up.
Wow.
She had a complex heart condition, which actually was fine, really, until it suddenly wasn't fine, if you know what I mean. Then she died suddenly. But she was a terrific kid. Bang in the middle of the family, an awful little boss. You know, nobody paid any, you know, the fact that she had Down syndrome was irrelevant. She was just Jenny and that was it. And everybody fought with her or didn't fight with her, and she fought people exactly like any normal child. And she was a normal child. You know,
difficult to go through as your career is really taking off, and
yes,
both parents.
Yeah. Well, I was only 9, as I say, when my father died. But it was, it's hard to lose a child. It is.
Good Lord, yeah. And a friend of yours, I think, gifted you something that...
Yes, a tree. Another friend of mine who has a Down syndrome child also, who's a lovely child. She's grown up now. She gave me this beautiful tree which flowers more or less around Jenny's anniversary every year.
Really?
You know, yeah, flowering cherry. Yeah.
And it's over 40 years. So you've got a cherry tree.
Yes, 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 yeah.
As if you couldn't love trees more.
I know. Yeah.
They're lovely memories to have. You're very much active now, aren't you, in this campaign, which is you're an age-friendly Ireland ambassador.
Yes, yeah.
No, you don't reveal your age, but actors have to say the area they can...
Oh, well, I'm old. I'm very old. Well, actually, you know, I think we should, as everybody's living longer, I think it should be, instead of young, middle-aged and old, I think it should be young, late youth, early middle-age, late middle-age, early old age. So I'm early old age.
You can play women in a broad range of age.
Absolutely.
Actually, Judy Dench turned 90 there before
she
Christmas.
She did, and she's fantastic, yeah.
And now what is your job as an age-friendly Ireland ambassador?
Well, it's not a job as such. It's kind of honorary. The idea is that if anything arises, that you can sort of publicise to make things easier for older people. And the launch was in Croke Park, which is the best the best and first age-friendly stadium in the whole world.
Really?
It's absolutely caters for every possibility of anything. If you, in other words, if a thing is age-friendly, it's youth-friendly.
Yeah.
You know.
Everybody's covered.
And disability-friendly, because they cater for everything that you could possibly need. And obviously, if you're young, you don't need all of these things. But sometimes people say, oh, for the young. But in actual fact, if you do it for the old, then it caters for everybody.
So it's very easy to get in and out of the stadium, and
absolutely,
the steps are kind of small, and there's handrails.
There's everything that you could possibly think of there. In the whole world.
And that was from the get-go.
Yeah, when they refurbished it.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think they've been adding other things to it as well, haven't they?
Yes, I think they have, yes.
And the presence of loads of ushers and people to tell you where to go and where the lifts are.
All of that.
Are very important. It's brilliant. Do you have an outlook then of work you want to do and things you still presumably have ambitions?
In what? In work?
In acting.
In acting. Well, I haven't specific ambitions except that I would like to keep on working as long as I can, and also to have a wide range of types of parts, because, you know, people think, oh, I'm a very nice middle class woman, which of course I am. But I've also loved playing, you know, bitches and horrible people and everything else. And rural people say, oh, gosh, I didn't think you could do that. Well, why not? I'm an actress.
Yeah, you would.
You know, that's the whole point.
You're able to do whatever range is wrote you. You can do nasty rural.
Cursed with versatility, somebody said.
That's only the lovelies, darlings of theatre could say. Thanks very much for coming into the show. Madeira, The Secrets of Sisters. It runs until the 1st of February, Bridges Day, at Bewley's Cafe in Dublin. Monday to Saturday, every day at 1 p.m. Hotly recommended to go down there and fill yourself with some art for the day. Written by Michael Harnett and directed by Vinnie McCabe, and starring Geraldine Plunkett. Thank you so much for coming in. You have a beautiful, soothing voice, since this texter. Lovely memories from Paul and Clondalkin. Yeah, very mellifluous.
That's
voice.
Nice, thank you.
We are never old, just older.
That's right. Michael. Yes, yes.
That is true. Mm-mm. You're nearly as old as we complain that we are, but just keep going, isn't that what you
absolutely
say?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Fill your days
yes.
with
and
something.
If, you know, with given good health, which thank God I have, you know, so carry on.
I really enjoyed our chat. Thanks, Geraldine Plunkett.
Thank you very much, Oliver.